Hi there.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Hi. Yep, I can hear you. And I can see that Barbara is on. I was actually sitting here looking ahead ideas to help, you know, when you lose weight and you get loose skin, some exercises. Not that it, that's not for me, unfortunately. I want it to be for me, but planning for that day that I lose enough weight that I have loose skin. Even when I had children, I have wrinkly skin from, I have that wrinkly silver skin. You know what I mean? Stretch marks, that stuff, that word.
Oh, I have a lot of those.
I blocked that out.
Like, well, what's she talking about?
Barbara, you're sharing your screen. I don't know if you know it.
I was just going to say that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think there's something that's really easy to press.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. But I don't know how to sign in. They asked me not to sign in.
Who asked you not to?
No. Zoom asked me to.
You don't need to sign in, right? Yeah. You're on already.
I'm all.
Yeah.
Do you want to leave? No. Cancel? No, it says I had to sign in. Sign.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying.
There you are. It's just, and that's okay. I mean, you're here.
I'm here, yeah.
So
it doesn't share my screen.
You are sharing your screen. That's the thing. We can see you trying to.
You can see me. How funny. Yeah.
So all you have to do is up on top.
Mm-hmm.
You should see where you can stop share.
Aha, uh-huh, okay. But I want to share or not. Everybody shares. No?
No, not your screen.
Ah.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay. But how come that I see you guys?
Let me send you a note to ask you to start your video.
Ah, start my video.
There you go.
Ah, there she is. Whoopsie.
And so I'm assuming you are in Australia, South Wales.
Close to London.
You are, okay. So it's still a little late there for you, right?
Yeah, it is 9 o'clock in the evening, so not too late. So I was very pleased when I saw that it would be at 9 o'clock.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we chose this time, is because it will not be too late for some people across the pond, and it will not be too early for people on the other side of the pond.
Yeah. Have you got as well people from Australia?
We do. Australia, New South Wales, India.
Wow. But they won't come on today.
Some of them could, because this is a bonus call.
Oh, yeah. Looking for something to make notes. I think I found something.
So while we're waiting for a few other people to show up, you've been on our calls before, yes?
Yes, I have been yesterday on the call.
The sweet the spot call with Dr. Yeah. Yep. Mm. And have you been on calls with myself or Annette or Isabel?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have been on quite a lot of calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very informative, I think. I learn a lot.
And even hopefully supportive.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. Because sometimes I don't feel like talking much or asking much, but just listening is helpful.
Great. Wonderful. Because when you're making these changes, just knowing that there's other people there to help and support is, that's a nice thing.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I mean, I'm much more relaxed now. You know, if my blood sugar goes up and, you know, this kind of being curious that really clicked for me, you know, not to freak out, but to see it as something, oh, well, interesting.
Yeah, that's excellent to have that observer mode, that mindset, to not take it on personally.
Yeah, it is so quite a journey. Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what brought you here to Sweet Spot and what has been on your journey so far?
Well, I thought that, funnily enough, that yesterday I asked some questions about cramps. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I used to have cramps last year, and then they went for some time, and then they came back, and they're getting worse. And actually, I started the Sweet Spot program because I thought, ooh, maybe it has to do with my blood sugar. Because I also have tingling and, you know, my feet and legs felt strange. And I thought, ooh, I hope that it is nothing nervy going on because of the blood sugar. That prompted me to take part in the Sweet Spot solution. I'm very glad that I did it, even if it didn't help with my cramps. But I learned a lot. I really learned a very lot about blood sugar and everything else. I mean, what is talked about. And yeah.
But now you're these are leg cramps, like muscle cramps.
Yeah, but there so far there were mainly when I woke up in the morning, and today. It's not the first time, but it seems that I can get them as well during the day, depending on odd movements I make, you know, or I had one recently in half of a finger. I mean, like really odd. And Dr. Rita Marie said to take magnesium, but of course do I take her recommended dose of 400 milligram of magnesium as well. So that was one of my questions, you know, even if you take 400 milligram magnesium, should I try maybe to take more magnesium or what? Are there other reasons why I could get cramps?
You know, absolutely. There's lots of reasons you could get cramps. Annette or Isabel, do you have any ideas to offer so far?
I was thinking even try a different form of magnesium. You know, if that one.
Uh-huh. But which one? I tried already one before. I forgot the name now. There's so many magnesium. It wasn't magnesium citrate. It was... I forgot. I could look it up.
I have found magnesium oil topically to be good for cramps too.
Yeah, but that is only, yeah, I know then they ease, I know that. But if you are in bed, you know, you cannot put magnesium oil on your legs.
Well, you can. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, you can, but then it is a bit messy, isn't it?
It can be, but you just put a thin layer on. You don't have to, like, totally slop it up. I will give you a tip if you're in the throes and throngs of a muscle cramp, this is what has helped me at least.
Yeah.
It's called the GC. This is an acupressure point that is kind of a governing control of your, it's this little thing right here, and you take the side of your nail and you press as hard as you can right there.
Yeah.
And you just do it and you just kind of breathe into it. It's like this wave goes through you and you you can just feel it like a wave going right through your body and the muscle cramps go away. It doesn't always happen like that. Depends upon how bad it is. Because sometimes it will be like my leg is involuntarily moving and my toes are just going all sorts of directions.
Oh, you have that as well. Yeah, yeah. That is exactly what happens to me as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're looking at it and it's like this is a separate part of your body.
Yeah.
But I do this and within 3 to 5 minutes at the most, it will go away. It's the most excruciating 3 to 5 minutes I can experience. Yeah. But it does.
So with you do it with a thumb, right?
I do it with my nail, actually. Yeah. Like you'll see a crease there when you're done, but you push that as hard as you can right there. And that will at least get you to a place, depending upon severity, where you can go and get some topical magnesium to put that on or get you into an Epsom salt bath or at least so you can walk to the kitchen to take some magnesium. So that's my
goodness. I'm so glad to hear that somebody else has these weird symptoms. But firstly, how much magnesium can you maximum take?
Who mentioned the magnesium?
Can you hear me? Oh, okay, good. My mic is back. Okay. I was going to add that the magnesium E, the spray, it's like water, so it doesn't really get on. It's not oily.
So, magnesium E, you call it.
A-S-E. Uh-huh. And it's like water, so you can rub it on very easily and not get your bed sheets stained with oil.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oil solution.
Ah, yeah, okay. But I would have to, it seems like I would have to take it with me because it can, it seems like it can happen as well outside of lying in bed now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that just means you need to make sure that your internal magnesium is at a good level. And you also want to make sure that your potassium levels are good because along with the magnesium, a potassium deficiency can cause that cramping in the leg muscles.
Yeah, I took potassium as well because I heard Dr. Rita Marie mentioning potassium. And I have taken 100 milligram. Is that too little per day?
Well, if it's not changing something, you know, that will, you know, that's what you want to make sure that it's changing. I'm trying to think.
I mean, how much, what are kind of maximum levels of magnesium and potassium you can take?
That's what I'm looking up here.
Well, magnesium you can do to bowel tolerance like you do vitamin C.
Right.
Okay.
So looking at potassium.
Is like for women, it's like 310 to 320.
Yeah.
What is 310 to 320?
Milligrams.
Oh, 310 to?
320
milligrams per day.
But if you're real deficient, you might need more for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm taking magnesium now since such a long time. And actually, I will have a blood test done on Monday to check the magnesium.
And then also check your potassium. and your calcium.
Calcium as well?
Yeah, because calcium is involved in muscle contractions and those impulses. And then your vitamin D. Because you need vitamin D to increase your absorption of calcium.
Yeah, I know that the doctor put down vitamin D. I don't know if he did put down potassium and calcium as well. And is there a maximum level I can take for potassium?
Okay, bye.
How much? Somebody else who said that. Did somebody else say that, or?
I think that was somebody else on a phone call.
Okay. Sorry. I was like, what? So, let's see here. I'm double checking. And of course, you want to make sure that, you know, you're taking in some of the potassium foods can help with that.
Okay, I can check that out, what they are, potassium foods. But I wondered how much I can take of the potassium.
That's what I'm looking for here. Okay. So you want to aim to consume 3,500 to 4,700 milligrams.
My God.
But you can get that from food, right? You can get that from food.
Like avocado, corn squash, spinach is good.
Avocado?
Yeah.
Corn squash, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is. Okay.
Sweet potato, depends on...
Well, sweet potato, I can't have.
Beet greens?
Spinach? Yeah.
Beet greens.
Spinach.
Swiss chard is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you eat meat, salmon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I do eat meat. Because I cannot have any lentils, beans, God knows what. I need to have something.
And no banana, right?
No banana.
I can actually have a tiny bit banana.
Well,
you know, like I have a third of a small banana I can have.
So just to give you a frame of reference,
A
3.5 ounce amount serving of beet greens is 909 milligrams. And
3.5 ounces of beet greens.
So that's not very much, honestly.
No.
So you can.
That has 900 milligram already.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
An avocado, 3.5 ounces of an avocado has 485 milligrams.
485 avocado. Yep. Mm-hmm. And chard, because I have chard in my garden, in my veg garden.
I don't have chard here, but it's probably going to be about the same. It's so spinach is 466. So I'm assuming the chard is going to be somewhere in that 450 to 500 range.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and there's Brussels sprouts is good. I think half a cup is more than 200 milligram.
Half a cup is how much?
It's more than 200, so.
More than 200, yeah. Okay.
So you can see how it doesn't take much to get what you need.
I have avocado every single day.
Excellent.
And I'm not having so much spinach because of the oxalate.
Do you know if you have an oxalate sensitivity?
No, I don't, but okay. I just wanted to be cautious. Sure.
Yeah. Well, you can have it. That's where your rotation is important. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you are right. Yeah.
So just include it in the rotation.
Okay.
So does that help?
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, excellent. That also this point, this, and I'm so relieved that you have that as well. Sorry, I don't wish you to have.
I was going to say, I'm so happy you get paid.
No, certainly not. But Lynn, you know what really puzzles me? What is the cause? I mean, is it really magnesium that
it's a combination? It's a combination. There's never just one thing, right?
Uh-huh.
So okay. It's just your body saying, "Say there, sweet pea. Got a little bit of loving on yourself to do."
Okay.
So
okay, thank
go
you
love
so
on yourself and light some candles and you know, take that Epsom salt bath and put a little lavender in it and you know, make sure that when you have your tests done you know what those levels are.
Mm. Okay, thank you. Really lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I see we have Ala and Julie on here. So if you want to open your line, if you have a camera on your computer, you can open that up as well. We love seeing people. We love hearing children's voices.
Yeah, my kids. Just from school. They came from school. Today's Friday, you know?
Yay! Happy Friday. We should all be kids. It's Friday. Yeah.
Oh, the press.
I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
Do you remember I had that question that I switched my gaps to the more raw and SSI and I had horrible relapse with my stomach? So basically, I switched back. And I noticed that starting with the cooked vegetables in the morning with my broth makes me feel much more comfortable than starting with the green smoothie, which psychologically I don't like, but physiologically my body loves it. So it's been 3 weeks. I'm back on the gaps with everything cooked. I gained my weight back almost. And now what do I do? You know, listening yesterday's presentation, I still think that Sweet Spot is not the program I should have joined. I should have joined the grant with the stomach problem because I believe my sugar problem comes from stomach because it disbalances my all hormones, my thyroid, hypo, my liver dysfunction, the stomach. I have that Down syndrome with a high cortisol and high glucose in the morning, and then it drops down during the day. And I can't regulate my sugar. I eat this horrible cooked food with a lot of, I guess I limit myself with protein, but I still eat a lot of the foods, which doesn't let me drop my sugar below 120. Let's put it this way. And I don't eat any carbohydrates, not at all, nothing. Even butternut squash doesn't agree with me. So how do I transition? So basically, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Can I change to grant and fix my stomach first? Because it seems to me that if I'm trying to fix my blood sugar, my stomach suffers. And then I go back to where I started 3 years ago. So I'm a little bit confused here. And my blood work came and I have deficiency in iron, which is very weird because it's only ferritin is low and iron is extremely low, but hemoglobin is totally normal and unsaturated binding capacity is normal. So how do I get the iron so low? So where do I lose the iron in this thing.
So as far as your lab values, one thing, and I'm sure Annette and Isabel can attest to this, what the lab says are normal is may not be the optimal levels. So, you know, if you actually know what the lab values are, we can just take a quick look at some of those and give you our impression of that.
I can hear you.
Okay. the other thing I was going to say is, whether you have digestive issues, adrenal fatigue issues, thyroid issues, this is a great program because so many of the principles that you've learned here are going to help you. The foods that we are suggesting and the other pieces that have to do with the stress management, the movement, the sleep, all of that, that's kind of an underlying piece in all of our programs. So it's not like you were in the wrong program. This is a great place for you to be as you start this exploration within yourself. Did you see the gut bundle that had all those links for downloads and everything?
Yeah, I downloaded and I did evaluation of those, but I'm totally in adrenal fatigue, but that's not from the bundle. I found Dr. Rita Marie assessment somewhere online. I can't find it again, but I did my assessment. So I'm at the stage 3, which I'm totally exhausted adrenal. Then, of course, the guts are totally a mess and everything which connects to the gut. So what I understand, if the gut doesn't digest the food, I have malnutrition. So no matter how great I eat, and I do eat great, I eat all organic, I eat a lot of vegetables. I don't do grains. I don't do milk. Basically, I exclude everything which is causes allergies. We have fresh eggs, so I'm doing great about the food, but the food is not absorbed, the food is not assimilated, so I have a nutrient deficiency, and I have vitamin deficiency, which causes hormonal deficiency. That's why it causes my thyroid problem, it causes my liver, stomach, stomach acid, my female hormones. I don't produce enough progesterone, but it's a cortisol still. So the question is, which one first,
right?
The stomach or the cortisol? So which one I have to start with? So I know that my cortisol is out of balance and this disbalances my entire system. But what do I do to balance cortisol if I don't digest food? So what do I fix first?
Are you a health coach by any chance? If not,
no.
You should be.
No, I'm in your RST. I'm in your RST.
You're in IRSPT,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
excellent.
But I'm planning on doing that.
Good.
So am I hearing you correctly that you're doing smoothies is not agreeing with you and you are...
Raw smoothies don't agree with me. Mm-hmm. I basically, what I do, I feed myself baby food. I cook my broths, which is the, you know, the bone broth, and I make sure they are really like a jello when they are in the refrigerator. And then I add vegetables in that broth, and then I puree everything through Vitamix. And this is basically like we feed babies, which doesn't require a lot of digestion. So it just absorbs way easier. And so that's why I'm gaining weight now back, which I lost.
So what happens if you do eat solid foods? What happens when you eat solid foods?
So if I even do smoothie with the raw food, it doesn't agree with me.
And what are you feeling?
That causes the problem, even though I'm pushing it on myself, because I know I can't live on cooked food. I have to eat raw food. So I'm kind of pushing those salads, but they are not agreeing with me. And even starting with green smoothie is just disaster. So it means raw. Starting with raw is a problem.
Mm-hmm. And I know, Annette, you're a certified GAPS practitioner, yes?
No, I don't have any certification.
Annette does.
Yeah.
Annette, sorry.
Yeah,
that's okay.
And I remember we talked about, yes, you're going to have to go back to cook to calm your stomach down.
Yeah.
Have you tried taking the morning broth and putting a little bit of raw in it? Because I know we had talked about trying to ease you up. That didn't go over well?
No. That's what I do. I put three kale greens in that, and it works. But I didn't push further than that. Oh, and I put raw garlic. I put raw garlic in everything, and it agrees with me.
Okay. Good.
So that a little bit of kale with a lot of cooked vegetables, I put onion, celery, and carrots. That's basically all. And I eat a lot of cooked cauliflower because I need something to fill me up and to hold me through the night. If I eat nothing, that's nothing.
Well, but I think it's good that you've been able to put, even if it's just a little bit of raw.
Yeah.
That's a good start. I was just looking up the GAP smoothie recipe. Have you tried that?
No, I don't know GAP smoothie.
Okay. You can just Google GAP smoothie.
Okay.
And it'll come up, and it has avocado in it. And again, I would start with what agrees with you and just gradually add some of the other things in.
If I add avocado every day, I try to eat avocado every day, it breaks me. So if I add avocado like once a week, I'm fine. Or 2 days in a row max. If I go further than that, then I go back to pain.
Okay.
So for some reason, avocado doesn't agree with me, which I'm very upset. But
yeah. Because that's a basis of but there's a number of different GAP smoothies, and I would go on there and look and see if any of those sound like they would work. But again, start small, see what you can tolerate.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing for many years because I know I can't just cook. I have to add some raw food in it. So a little bit of raw I can squeeze in. But if I start eating like the whole salad, that's a problem. Or, the other thing, what else? Oh, the other thing I read that my sugar could be high because I eat in a lot of animal protein. So bone broth is animal protein. All other meats are protein. So that they say that the protein actually, when we digest protein, it becomes glucose, which also, no?
Not you need, okay, so if you need 3 grams of protein and you eat 5, just those extra 2 are going to go to glucose. The first 3 are not. It's only excess.
Extra. Yes, I understand that. So I think that's where my high sugar comes because I eat too much protein. But if I exclude protein, then there is nothing else left for me to eat.
Just you could maybe cut back a little bit.
I am. I
you're going to have to find that sweet spot, place.
And between losing weight and feeling hungry, and it's very difficult.
Could the glutamic acid be playing a part in that? Because when you do bone broth, if you cook it too long, you get that glutamic acid.
Not only cooking it long, but if you store it too long.
Right.
Yeah. So how fresh is your broth?
I usually cook like every 2 days. So I basically store for 1 day.
Yeah. So that shouldn't be a real problem.
And how are your days? Are you under stress? You feel?
Well, the stress is very.
Turn it off.
it's very general. Like, I don't have, like, tremendous or dramatic stress like people have with losing their, you know, spouses or whatever, like, you know. But I have everyday stress like everybody else, like getting kids to school, getting kids from school, making sure dinner is ready, put everybody to sleep, fight with the kids to clean their room. It's everyday stress, basically.
Right. Yeah. And I think practicing, have you been practicing the transform stress?
I did.
Looking at that. And
Yeah.
Because I'm sensing that you're kind of this everyday
hyper.
Stress.
I'm hyper, yeah.
Yeah, this everyday stress is kind of maybe one of the contributing reasons why this cortisol level is high and the adrenal, kind of draining the adrenal.
Yeah, but I don't know how to deal with that. What do I do? I have to, you know, get everybody to school, get everybody from school.
That mindset is really important. Because like you said, everybody has some things in their life that creates a stressor, but it's how you view it. So instead of saying, oh, I've got to get everybody ready for school and I've got to get this done and this done, it's like, oh yeah, today's a great day. I get to get my kids ready for school and we're going to have fun while we do the laundry. And, you know, it's a mindset.
Yeah. I'm loving every second of this. I have 29-year-old son, so he doesn't live with us. And I know how short this time with my kids. Mm-hmm. So I know that it's a precious time.
Yeah, but need reminders.
Yeah. But it still stresses me out, even though I enjoy it. It's enjoyable stress, but it's still a stress.
Do you have any downtime to yourself every day? Like even just 5 minutes? Mm.
Probably 5 minutes.
5-10 minutes just kind of before you go to bed or when you get up.
When you first wake up. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first wake up, I definitely don't have any time. I just wake up and I go. Because if I have, then I have to wake up 5 minutes earlier than I usually wake up. And because I don't sleep well, every time is precious. Every minute is a precious. Me.
Yeah. Well, then I also encourage you, and I understand, just speaking for myself. So, you know, I have 7 kids, 5 grandkids, and yeah, enough said. So I completely understand. My youngest is 16, so I do make sure I get up just a little bit early and have just 5 minutes where it's like, okay, this is mine. And just, I might just sit there and do nothing, but it's mine.
No, if I do nothing, I will fall asleep. I don't hear the alarm clock. I bought the loudest alarm clock. I sleep through. It's just, I don't hear anything. And it incorporates in my dreams. It's so funny.
Oh, that's always fun.
So that's the funny thing.
So following along with what Isabel said, I would really encourage you to restart if you can the transforming stress system meditations, and maybe when your alarm goes off the first time, you play those, because it's harder to fall asleep when you have somebody talking. Or you listen to them before you go to sleep.
Yeah, I think it's like you mentioned the adrenal, you're in adrenal fatigue, and it's like this cycle. Where are you going to break this cycle? It's caused by stress, right? So it may not seem possible for you to take 5 minutes, but that's really what's going to start breaking this cycle. So it's got to start somewhere. And like you said, you can eat the healthiest food, but if it's not absorbing, it's causing problems, same with stress, right? So I think that's...
So you're saying start with the cortisol. So the cortisol is causing the digestion problems.
Right, because it's also creating a structure of low stomach acid in your system.
Yes, and you're not digesting anything if you're always in a rush. When you're eating, when you're not chewing your food, it's not digesting, not going anywhere.
I'm actually the longest eater in my family. They're all done. I'm still chewing.
Good for you for chewing.
Yeah.
Do you take digestive enzymes or digestive bitters?
I did, and when my stomach crushed, I think the reason they crushed, I think I overdosed myself is in magnesium citrate too. So I stopped, you know, when I had a relapse, I stopped all digestive enzymes, the bitters, the stomach acid, the all supplements. I just chill. Overwhelming your digestion system is also stressful. The only thing I left, I did the muscle test, the golden seal supplements I take, and a berberine. That's only two I left. And it looks like I'm getting better. And I do acupuncture also every week, which is really great. And it's like a miracle to me. You go there all in pain, you come out, no pain. I don't know how they do it.
You're probably very relaxed when you're in there.
No, it's very painful every time I'm like...
Is it painful?
Oh, yeah. he makes sure he puts that needle right where it's supposed
to
be.
You can feel it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I never have.
I've gone to one of those, yeah.
He said that my acupuncturist said, the more I heal, the more I feel the pain. So the first time I came, I was so numb, I didn't feel anything. And then the more I go, like, why it's getting more and more painful? He said that's a good sign.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so it sounds, you know, there isn't a place to start because we're all one thing. And so it's incorporating those pieces into your day. So maybe this weekend you could have a nice look at your calendar, your schedule during the day, and color in 5 minutes that is yours. And just maybe that will be the time you listen to the transforming stress. If you aren't already, look at the gut rejuvenator and make sure you're drinking that first thing in the morning. So those are my two. That's my 2 cents. What?
That's raw. I do start my day with lemon juice, and I'm drinking apple cider vinegar through the day. So in the
that's all it is. Great.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they don't add any greens, so there was
no
greens.
No. And that's the gut rejuvenator is just the water with the lemon.
Yeah.
And do you put salt in it?
No, I don't, because I believe I eat a lot of salt during the day, enough sodium for me, I think. Because if I do a little bit too much, then I have swollen ankles, and I don't like that. So I have to balance my salt intake also. So, what I like the hot lemon water over room temp. So I really like to make it really hot. It really works way better.
Okay.
That works.
So, okay. So those were my 2 cents. Isabel, Annette, Shonda, do you have anything that you would share with Ala that she can take away as an action item?
Lynn?
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is Barbara.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
You can.
I'm not a coach, but Ala, what I really want to say from my heart is I can feel how upset you are that you cannot eat anything raw. But I think maybe to just be patient with yourself and just be happy that you can eat something, even if it is bone broth and cooked vegetables. But they can be tasty. Maybe make them really tasty that you love to eat them. And because I assume if we eat something we don't like, then we really don't absorb everything and that the body doesn't take it in. And just that you are kind to yourself, that's how it feels, that you're loving to yourself. That's what I would like to tell you.
I love everything I cook, and my family loves when I cook. That part is not a problem.
Great.
It just it's if you eat too much cooked food, you get constipated, you have high blood sugar, the whole thing, the whole circle goes around. So you really need to.
Well, maybe that's what you need right now, and that's okay. And even with cooked food, if you choose like the leafy greens, they're not going to raise your blood sugar. Cooking, right? Cooking does not change the glucose content.
It does. That's the problem.
It just more easily absorbs into the system.
I got raised glucose with the simple meal, like fish and a lot of cabbage. And my blood sugar can go like 140 with just this simple meal. Are
you I would try a different green. Sorry.
Are you able to do any of the sauerkraut juices?
I used to make myself sauerkraut. I'm still thinking to really make it. Just it's. I'm so tired. I can't force myself to do something extra. I do incorporate probiotics also. Okay. I do. I make nut yogurts, and I have that pickled tomatoes, and I have pickled cucumbers. I make. So they are actually really good. And I remember I was eating so fermented food agrees with me. Let's put it this way: okay. Even raw cabbage fermented does agree with me over not fermented.
Okay.
But I don't know how it goes with my sugar because I never tested my sugar until I actually signed for a sweet spot solution. I never thought I have problem with sugar.
Right. You might want to try reintroducing a fermented food that you know works for you and test your blood sugar because it might open up more food for you that way. You know, and you can put a little bit of the sauerkraut juice in the smoothies too.
I used to put the sauerkraut just in my soup.
There you go.
And, you know, blend it all in so that the blending improves. But I never tested my sugar with that.
I assume you made your own. So I would make it and test yourself.
Fermented. I do eat enough fermented food. So it's not the problem with the bacteria. It's it's the fiber which comes with the cabbage I need to add. Yeah, so I need to add the fiber to my daily. Just the fiber is really hard to digest for me. So if I regulate my blood sugar, then I have stomach problem. If I have, if I regulate my stomach and my stomach is perfect, then I have blood sugar problem.
Did you have something you wanted to add to that, Shonda? Nope.
No, I don't think so. She's getting good tips here. Yeah.
Thank you. So there was something I was going to say.
So with your blood sugar,
chia? Can you do chia? Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, did you take what is your baseline, right? You're taking all those measurements, but what is your baseline?
Today I wake up with 107 around, then it goes down to 96, 98, and that's my baseline, 96, 98. And then when I eat, it goes up, and if I eat carbs, it goes like 230. Like with simple rice, I eat a bowl of rice with a lot of cabbage, raw cabbage and cooked cabbage, and it went 230 and stayed 188 for the next 3 hours. And then, of course, it crashed to 70 and then came back to 96. And this is my normal pattern. So from 96, 98, it goes to 120, 140, or whatever I eat, the more carbs, the higher it is. Then it stays there for 3 hours. Then the fourth hour, it drops to hypoglycemic. And then it, on the fifth hour, it comes back to 96.
Okay. So maybe, you know, maybe right now when you eat cabbage, the rice is probably giving you a problem when you just do cabbage. It may go to 120, 130. That's your baseline. So you're working toward lowering that down. So we're not expecting everyone to be under 110 all the time, just depending on where is your starting point. Some people might be starting at 120 when they after meals or 130, but we're another area to look at is what is the spread between before and after. We want to keep that under 25. Right. So, so depends, really depends on if you're starting at 120 or 130, then you're working toward lowering that down and not to be very, very concerned about you have to get everything under 110. As long as you're improving, that's the goal, right?
I'm not improving. I'm staying the same. So on the gaps down, that's what my pattern. I start the SSS program. I drank those green smoothies with the chia seeds, and my glucose stayed from 80 to 96 max, and that's it. And that was my bottom line. So that's what I said. When I eat the blood sugar diet, I stay right where I'm supposed to be, but my stomach doesn't tolerate it. So when I get my stomach in place, then my blood sugar increases. And this is the problem. So it's either or. It's either head or tail.
You know, what I would do, and I think Isabel was also kind of referring to it, is it's important that you get the stomach working well. Your blood sugar will come down. It may be raising because there is a stress. It's perceiving just because of the change. So as you do those things like Isabel and Annette were sharing, I think that will help you get to that point. But just recognize this is part of the journey and start and do small and simple things. You have a full day, so do those small and simple things that you can fit into your day and breathe with that. Just recognize that, okay, I have a few moments. I'm just going to take a breath and think happy thoughts. and that, you know, that's where you have to start. You know, you're doing the gut rejuvenator. You've got the probiotic foods that you can include. You eat the foods that you can right now, knowing
so don't change,
that...
Don't change the diet. Just stay with what it is. Don't add any more raw food. Just stay on the total gaps, everything cooked with a little bit.
You know, kind of like Annette was saying, if you can make that broth and put in 2 or 3 leaves and blend that up, great. Celebrate. You can do that. And just... Because I think adding anything else right now is going to create enough of a disruption that it will
throw me back.
Throw you back. So just celebrate that right now you can do this and just add what you can and when you can if it fits.
So don't do a metabolic reset. Don't even attempt that. Until when? Like when I started SSS, I had 5 months over.
You know, in some respects, you're doing it. The whole idea with the metabolic reset is that you take the foods that you can handle and tolerate and work at getting your blood sugar to be at that place. I know it says 30-day metabolic reset. That for some people, that's what it is. For most people, it's a lifelong thing.
Lifestyle. Yeah.
It is a lifestyle change. Yeah. And you just breathe with that and go, okay, here we are. I can eat these foods. And yeah, there we go.
Lucky I am. I can eat that.
Yeah.
You know, well, we always want to hope for better. So if I got improved, because I felt like I got stolen. Like 5 months, I didn't have, I had in remission 5 months before I started SS, and I felt like I need to move forward. I got, you know, I so, got control there. So how do I move forward?
That again is a mindset. That's a mindset that's saying where I'm at now is not a good place. So I invite you to sit in that space, and this is a good spot because I'm here right now, and I have food I can eat, and I have a great family, and I'm breathing. And you just do those things you can to just know that right now, right here, it's a good spot.
Hold on, I gotta deal with mom's chicken. I gotta feel.
And things will change, you know. The word improve means that where you're at now is not good.
It's not good enough. It is good.
It is good. And forward movement is forward movement. And just work on that mindset. Look at the transforming stress system. You have access to the Inspired Health Vision system.
What? Look at what?
Transforming stress.
Transforming stress. Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. I got
and
it.
And then the Inspired Health Vision system. You have both of those.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I
think that will help a lot of people who are on the call as well.
Honey, you have to get Mark at 5.
I have no idea how long he's been here.
Okay.
I have labs. Do you want to leave it?
Why don't you just read me the numbers, and then we'll go on to some of the other people, and then we'll come back around.
Okay. So what numbers do you want?
You said you had iron.
Okay. Iron binding, TIBC, was 332.
Can you put that in the chat? You put that in the chat, and then we'll,
okay, I see it.
And one quick question.
Where can I find on the program the ideal numbers for the labs?
That's not in this program.
What time do I leave?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What time do I leave?
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So we also have Julie and phone number 805, somebody with the initial M. And yeah. So we have three other people here. If you have questions, here, I'll unmute M, maybe. See, phone number 805, your phone line is open on our end if you want to talk. Julie, your phone is your microphone is unmuted if you'd like to ask any questions or share how you're doing.
Hello, Lynn?
Hello. Yes.
And everybody, hello, this is Vera with abbreviation M, area code 805.
Great.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I'm doing good. First of all, Lynn, I would like to thank you for the encouragement with my current laryngitis, even though I still have sniffles, but I feel so much better.
Excellent.
And what happened is I tried Rutin, the one that you recommended in addition to quercetin, and it seemed to play a huge difference. So thank you very much.
I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you. And I read the article by Dr. Rita Marie about vitamin D, and it led me, of course, to a few other articles, and they're just amazing, so much information. So I appreciate that.
Excellent.
As far as for my reset, I am consistent under 110. Sometimes my fasting glucose in the morning is a little bit high, which is like 95, 96, and I would like to see it lower. But some weeks are worse sleep at night than the others, so I think that's the problem. Other than that, I just listened to the other, the previous caller. I didn't catch the name. Was it Ala or I don't remember?
Yes.
I just wanted to tell her, I was not able to switch completely to raw foods, and I have tried it a few times, and my stomach said no. And I just agreed with that. I accepted the fact, and I ate whatever I could eat raw, like cabbage with avocado dressing, which is yum, Dr. Marie recipe, green salads, tomato cucumber salad, the green, let's say, kale or other chard or something in the smoothie. It would be really heavy for my stomach. So I ate cooked food, and I ate raw food, and I lost 9 pounds. My blood sugar stays under 110, and now I am slowly adding some strawberry, some loquat, a few tablespoons of brown rice, and definitely with all those principles that Dr. Marie, Rita Marie said, with greens, with green leaves, with supplements, and I want to say thank you. Thank you for your coaching and support. And so far, I'm doing good.
Yeah. And Shonda just pointed out, remember, there isn't a food or really any version of eating that works for everyone. We all have to adapt as we work on root cause. And
yeah,
I guess I want to come out and say, I don't eat strictly raw. My body doesn't do it. In fact, sometimes I do and Shonda says she doesn't eat strictly raw. I do something, I don't know if you know what a khichdi is, but sometimes I will do what's called a khichdi fast. And that works really well for my system. You have to do what's going to work for you, and your body shows it.
Exactly. Fast doesn't really go well with me, because probably you've noticed from previous calls and questions, I have really low adrenal output, so I don't last longer than 2.5 to 3 hours. Sometimes it's 4 hours fasting in between meals. But still, I appreciate that. And I go with that.
And Julie goes, Julie eats mostly cooked as well. And let me rephrase that. So I call it a fast. What it means is that for like 2 or 3 days, I just eat khichdi, which is an Indian dish. And so it's not that I'm not eating or anything like that. I'm eating just one particular dish. And so what it's good for me, and maybe this will help others here too, it simplifies the foods that you eat. Sometimes it is because we think we have to have so much variety in our foods, and this is where simple is best. Eating one or two, maybe three things, because otherwise we tend to throw a lot of things into our system, and it's like trying to do all this stuff at once, and it's just like
exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. Well, that's great that it works for you. I hope maybe sometime I'll try that. To see how it works for me. But yeah, thank you for the idea.
Yeah, it's a cooked and that's Julie said. I just did an Ayurvedic cleanse eating just khichdi as well, and that's what it is. And so if you Google khichdi, K-I-T-C-H-A-R-I, you can look at it and just see what that is. And it's a cooked dish. And just, you know, think about it. It's, that's just what works.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's good to,
go ahead.
Yeah. So it's good to try different things out, like, you know, try raw food for a few days and see how your body feels it, and do a mixture, or try all cooked and just kind of feel what your body needs.
Yep. It will tell you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what happened to me. I tried raw smoothie And it simply felt too heavy on my stomach, on my intestines, and instead of feeling rejuvenated and energetic, I felt sluggish and sleepy and with some heaviness on my stomach. So it was an indicator for me that yet again, my stomach proved to be a weak link. So it is what it is.
And that's also a sign, right? What can you do to improve your, you know, digestion in stomach? If when we're trying something different, then different things are going to show up. You know, not necessarily symptoms, but just our body is talking to us. So,
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate the coaching call and all the attention and answers. And if I have to leave, I just hang up because
yes. Yeah, you're on the phone. Yep, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And okay. Let us know how we can support you because that's what we're here for.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I did post a question about sublingual B12.
Yes. And I know the one I gave you is not sublingual. It is liquid, though, if that helps. I don't know if you saw that.
Probably I didn't. I didn't visit my Facebook for two days. I was just super busy. I couldn't participate. But I'll probably just Google B12 in search on Facebook in our group.
You can do that, yep, on that little search bar on the left.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so, yeah, I'll do that again. Uh-huh. Was it, and you said it was not sublingual, it was...
No, it's liquid. It's liquid, okay. So it's a seeking health. So just so the coaches, okay. That's what I had suggested. So if you have any other ideas that you want to share with her,
okay,
let me know or let her know.
Okay. All right. I was looking for something without maltodextrin and without glycerin. I don't know, glycerin, it seems to be sugary. It's sweet substance. Does it raise blood sugar?
Yep, it can.
It can. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. All right, I will seek into this particular one and maybe it will work.
Okay. Do either of any of the coaches have another suggestion for a B12?
No. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's see here. Who do we have? Julie, this is the last call I have like this. This, you got three bonus calls, and if you didn't get a chance to look at the others, you should have a recording of that. So if your line is open on my end, if you have some questions. So are you able to talk to us, Julie? No? Okay, let's see. I think... okay. Did I hear correctly? Who was 805? Was that correct? The person who was area code 805 speaking was Vera. Yes. So I think we spoke to her. So we have Julie, and then she was M. So, yeah, I think that was it. So, Julie, your line is open, and let's see. I'm just going through. Allah's numbers here quickly. Okay. So while I'm just wondering, I'm thinking this is supposed to be 1.15 on your TSH.
Are we talking to me now?
Yeah, Allah. Mm-hmm. So if Julie's not going to say anything, does anybody have any ideas about Allah's numbers?
A couple of them seemed, and it goes along with gaps, and she probably knows this anemia.
Right?
Yeah, I have anemia, just I don't understand where it's broken because hemoglobin is normal, and TIBC and UIBC is normal, but the iron saturation is very low. So I don't know where is it not assimilating or it's not. I really don't understand where the chain is broken there.
Sorry, I'm just taking a look here at something.
And the vitamin D is low.
Yeah,
and vitamin D is low too.
Really
low,
yeah.
And white blood cells are low. So those are only three things I have kind of low. But I believe my bad cholesterol is pretty high too. It's right on the border. Even though doctor said it's fine, but I don't think it's fine.
Well, yeah, actually your cholesterol is normal. Your triglycerides are low. Your HDL and LDL are low, or excuse me, normal. But, yeah, so you definitely have some anemia going on. So I'm wondering about your protein intake.
And I eat a lot of meat on the top of that. So, you know, it's not like
you're not absorbing it.
I'm not absorbing it. So that's what was my concern. Either I don't absorb, the saturation capacity is normal, it means that I am absorbing it. And hemoglobin is normal also, it means I have it. So how I have low
ferritin? Well, no, it's low. Your hemoglobin is low.
It doesn't say low here.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That's, yeah.
It says hemoglobin is supposed to be from 11 to 15.9 to 16.
Yeah, but we use functional medicine parameters that are narrower.
Yeah.
This is the joy of this. You get answers when you're not getting answers from your physician.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of triggers of the anemia. It's like, why is that happening? Are you taking vitamin C?
I'm not taking any supplements. And I started to take multivitamins with the iron, but it's pretty low dosage there. So they said that I need to like triple of what I'm taking. I think it's 18 there, and she said I need 3, I believe.
Right. It would be good if you do a test another time to get what your copper is.
The copper.
To find that out. But I think, Barbara Andre talks about the thyroid program. We actually just recently had one of our team members leave, and so we're trying to play catch up. But that thyroid program should be coming out here within the next week or so. And so just like you got the gut bundle, you'll get a thyroid bundle. And so watch an email that announces that. That will give you more information about that as well. And the office hour calls, I believe you have June is the last one.
What's June, the last one, this call?
The monthly office hour calls. So there's a bonus call.
Oh, the regular monthly for everybody.
Right, in all programs. So on the 24th, Dr. Rita Marie is doing, and I highly encourage you to come to this, a call on the 24th. I'm just going to verify the time here real quick.
It's May 24th?
May 24th. And it is at 5 o'clock. And the purpose of that call is to find out what are some next steps that you can get. And so she'll talk about the digestive program, the adrenal fatigue program, the thyroid program, and so forth. And that is at 5 o'clock Central Time. So that would be 3 o'clock Pacific Time. And I really encourage you, because she'll talk about this. There's ripple effects when you make changes in your body. Yeah. And because it really seems like there's some digestive inflammation going on here that is creating something, and so it's finding out what that is. And if you went through the gut bundle and did some of those assessments, and then look at the download that has the antimicrobial herbs, so those are ones that are going to be soothing. You may want to consider including slippery elm.
Yes, slippery. I always was thinking, but I only do holy basil now. Yeah, I don't want to mix a lot of in once. I want to do like one at a time and see what's slippery.
So what I do, I'll just share how I make my slippery elm beverage. I do half hot water, half almond milk, and then I put some cinnamon on it.
And how much the elm bark?
I use about a teaspoon. I'm going to double
one teaspoon.
Yeah.
One teaspoon. I pour it at almond butter or almond milk.
Slippery elm.
Milk and cinnamon.
And cinnamon. Yeah. I have a spreadsheet because I'm just a little bit geeky. I'm definitely not as geeky as Dr. Rita Marie, but I made a spreadsheet for myself for my own protocols, and I have it on there. So let me find out what did I tell myself. Here it is, Lynn's Healing Protocols. No, that's not it. Get it over here. So that way you guys know that you are not the only one who does these things. There it is. Here it is. Drink. I do one teaspoon and a half a cup hot water and a half a cup of almond milk. And then I just sprinkle on the cinnamon.
Oh, just sprinkle.
Yeah. So it's probably about eighth to a quarter of a teaspoon.
And what, you drink it on empty stomach in the morning, afternoon?
I do it on an empty stomach.
Empty stomach.
So, yep. So for me, when I look at my planner here, I attempt to do. Sometimes I make it to 10 o'clock in the morning on my planner. but the idea is that I have it at 2:30 in the afternoon. So it's like right in the middle of the afternoon between lunch and... If it is on an empty stomach.
Yeah, that's maybe the good thing to do. Can I ask about the IRS PT? We're supposed to send two interviews, and I I mean, assessments of the two patients, the whatever clients. And is it any example of how to interview? And
yep. Well, there's examples of interviews people have done in the certification module. So there's samples. So I personally just use my phone and interview them. You could do something like this. Zoom is, you can get a free Zoom app and do it this way. And then there's, it's called an INE file uploader. So you just upload it.
I was thinking how we can interview somebody if we can interview ourselves.
Well, you can interview a friend. You can interview your husband. It doesn't have to be anybody that's paid to work with you.
Is it supposed to be towards the sweet spot solution, or it's just general?
Well,
just or it has to be
blood sugar. Yep.
It has to be it's specific to blood sugar.
Correct.
Not the, just the whole thing.
Yep. Just this is for blood sugar. Yep. All of us coaches are going, yep. Because we have a digestive mastery program, and then we have the full program. And so, yeah.
Okay.
And then I get to listen to them.
Yeah. Is it fun?
It is, actually. I learned so much from you guys. It's like, oh, a great idea. I have learned so much. I just love it.
I've heard on that yesterday's call that somebody ordered tests through this program.
Through our full nutritional endocrinology program, yep.
Yeah, can we order our test, or you have to have a coach to order for you?
Nope, once you're in the full program, we have certain labs that you can order on your own.
So I didn't see it, but where would it be?
That's because you have to be in the full program.
Oh, okay. So if I'm not in
now, if you want to order tests, if you go into the Unstoppable Health Program, there should be a place for ordering labs.
Okay. Without signing in, if I'm not in that program, I still can order.
Yes. Yeah, you would order it through us.
Because I was thinking maybe all my problems because of the viral or bacterial or parasite unload on me. So right. I was thinking to do the parasite. Is it the DNA PCR test for parasites?
You can do something like the GI mapping if you want to, but otherwise Doctor's Data has a comprehensive stool analysis with parasitology times 3 or the BioHealth 401H.
So it doesn't do the DNA PCR. It just do the stool analysis manual like they do in the labs.
They don't. GI mapping does. And that reminds me, I have to check in with Vibrant Wellness because they do, their stool sample is DNA testing.
So they do DNA testing.
The Vibrant Wellness does, along with the GI mapping.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what are those three tests? Could you please repeat it? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think they did the GI mapping.
GI mapping was one. Vibrant Wellness is another one. They have something called Gut Zoomer. So if you Google Gut Zoomer, you'll be able to learn more about what that is. And then those were the only two I think I spoke about.
Vibrant GI mapping and Gut Zoomer. I got it.
So
Gut Zoomer does intestinal permeability, right?
It does that as well. Yeah.
It does that. And the wheat sensitivity?
Is Wheat Zoomer.
Yeah. Oh, that's Wheat Zoomer. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then there's one that's Gut Pack, and it combines all of those things.
Mm.
If you go onto their website, they have some really amazing tutorials that they do them monthly, And they did one a couple months ago on IBS. That was, I thought was really cool. What do you do on a Saturday night? I watch about IBS.
It's vibrant wellness. That's the
compliment. I believe so. Is it vibrant wellness or vibrant America? Now you've got me thinking.
I got both, and that's Shirkobor.
Okay.
I wrote both of them. Okay. Is it any testing they do, like a allergy sensitivities, but not the same?
So if you've heard of Dr. Tom O'Brien, this is the lab he's currently endorsing along with Cyrex. Yeah, thank you, Shonda.
But, you know,
it is vibrant wellness. It's in the chat.
She has really bad leaky gut. The food testing now is going to show up everything you're eating.
Yeah, exactly. I don't necessarily. There's a vibrant wellness triple pack, and it does wheat zoomer, gut zoomer, and celiac genetics.
They sell the. Sorry.
Go ahead.
On that website, if I haven't been eating wheat for 3.5 years, I will never show any celiac. No, I will not show any of that.
Exactly.
So it's a waste. So right. You have to, but he doesn't recommend to eat wheat to get this, you know, the sensitivity.
Yeah. So that just don't eat wheat.
Yeah. So that's
the answer.
Yeah.
I just wanted to find out the total, like all sensitivities, like genetic predispositions for the sensitivities to the foods. Is that available there? Something there?
Well, they can show you some of that, but if you really want to do genetics, then you'd probably go to 23andMe.
That's so the Dr. Anna
Rita Marie.
Rita Marie will address all the genetics at the Shine this year. Yes?
Correct. And so Dr. Ben Lynch is one of the speakers. I can tell you this. Dr. Ben Lynch is going to be streamed in. He's going to be doing a session. Dr. Tom O'Brien, who has a new book coming out, is going to be talking about genetics and gut and autoimmune. Donna Gates is going to be one of our speakers.
I wanted to ask the question, is that included the hotel staying or I have to book a hotel?
Yeah, yeah. Once you click to register for it, then you'll be sent an email that will have the information about the hotel and
special
all that.
Special rates for the hotel? They have special rates?
Yep.
I haven't gotten that email, Lynn.
You haven't?
No.
Okay.
I've been looking for it.
I bet you have. Okay. Well, I can tell you it's at the same place as it's been the last couple of years.
What's the code?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So I just wrote myself another note.
Thank you.
I've seen it in the NEPT newsletter.
I get that, but I haven't seen it in there.
I've just seen about signing up for it.
Yeah, I just saw about signing up, and I've done that, but I wanted to get the hotel room.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I know they've got it. So I will find out when that's all going out. And why it hasn't already.
So is it better to wait until everything clears up?
No, I would sign up now or as soon as you can, because then you're in that sequence, that email sequence, so you'll be sure to get it right away. And the food is amazing. Well, there is some cooked food.
That was another question. Should I bring my crock pot with me? I travel with my crock pot. I bring it everywhere.
Is she still doing Heavenly Gaps? Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of raw there too. A
lot of raw, but you know, she does have cooked. And if anybody notices what I eat, they'll notice I eat hardly any of the raw. I try to get a little in there, but
me too.
Mm-hmm. it's mostly cooked. So yeah, you know, having that there might not be a bad thing.
That's so funny. I travel in the airplane and I bring my frozen chicken, my hot soup, and they looked at me and they didn't know what to say at the airport.
I have a doctor's note. I have to have this. Yeah.
We have to scan it. We have to check it all. And then they're just shocked when they see the raw food, the cooked food, the hot food, the snacks. It's just the whole bag of different foods. They don't know what to do with that.
Very difficult for them. I'm happy that they actually let you in with that.
Yeah, my husband's surprised. They said they will never let you. He's surprised every single time they let me in. The God probably, because I can't live without that. I'm handicapped.
Good. Yep. All right.
Alrighty.
Wonderful. So anybody else? Let's see. I'm seeing who's here. So Julie is still, her line is still open. I just, you don't have a camera, so we don't, we don't see you, your face, but your microphone is open on our end. Shonda says she gets called Claire from Outlander. I actually brought my little vial of pink salt with me on, and they weren't sure what to do with it. It's like, what is this?
Because it's a salt.
No, I got to take it, but they just, they said, what is this? So I said, oh, look, the label says it's salt. And they went, but it's pink. Yep, pink salt.
You know what I do? I put all my salts in the Ziploc bags in my purse, and they never have problems with that. If it's not jarred, it's in a bag. For some reason, it doesn't scan it as something, so they don't care about that. So I bring all my salt and baking soda and my everything in powder. I put everything in Ziplocs with a name on it because then I confuse which one is which. Yeah, are we having another one of this?
Nope, this is the very last one.
This is the last one. Okay.
And I hope everybody has found it helpful. It sounds like it. And I really look forward to seeing you all on other practitioner calls because you've got so much knowledge there. And thank you, Barbara. I really appreciate all that you shared too. Make sure that you're filling out your journals. I know Pam has been pretty diligent about making sure she gets those answered. And come over to the Facebook group. I know if you're in California, there seems to be a contingent of sweet spot people in the Bay Area, so more the northern area, if my California geography is correct. And if you do live in that area, go onto the Facebook group and make yourself known because they do little get-togethers.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask. If we can get connected with IRSPT group of people who are not practitioner yet. So because I have a lot of questions and we might, share some information and concerns and some questions and get clear in between us where to find information, how to file it. Is it possible?
So you should be on the INE Practitioners Facebook group. And so when you're on your INE...
I'm not on that.
Right. So when you go to your INE member site where your IRSPT materials are... Mm-hmm. Under support, when you put your cursor over that, the little drop-down box, one of those will be the INE Facebook group. So click on that and join it, and I'll make sure that you are accepted.
Facebook. Okay. Yep. Okay. Thanks. I wrote it down.
You're welcome. I think you'll really like that one, too. Lots of information is shared there. Yeah.
I wish I knew it earlier. It's been 3 months.
Well, it's not going away.
Yeah, the information comes when you need it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know Isabel says she needs to leave. And
hey, thank you, everyone. It was a great call. Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, thank you.
It was good.
Yeah,
good to meet you.
I really appreciate
Barbara,
it.
Barbara, Alan.
I will actually miss this.
It's really nice to have a small group. There are too many people and too much disturbances and too much. That the small groups are better than the huge, enormous.
Yeah, it does lend itself to intimacy and support. So,
and then like the Zoom, what is that Zoom app better than the other one? It's better to hear. It's better to communicate. It's easier. The chat is this program is better than whatever is there.
Yeah,
they use there.
And so. I know I've made note of it for the next time we do something like this. So who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. All right.
All righty.
Well, it's Friday. Have a fabulous, fun Friday. Enjoy your weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend, so I'm going to go spend some time with some kids. And then next week I'm off to a retreat. If I see you there, that would be great. If they don't, I've created space to hold you there anyway. So,
thank you so much. Thank you all so much. Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Bye, everybody.
Bye.